Well, new research is out, and it finds that people can live happier, healthier lives if they push themselves outside their comfort zone. But what does this mean as people have gotten used to staying at home, a lot of times isolating during the pandemic? For more, we turn now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Michael Easter, journalism professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. So, professor, let me ask you, if you got an introvert, you have introverts and extroverts, obviously, in life, how do you push an introvert to get outside their comfort zone?
Well, if you have an introvert, that's an interesting question. You know, I think you mentioned the pandemic and how it's kind of brought us all inside. I think that there's definitely been some feelings of isolation. But, you know, in my book, I talk about one of the discomforts that we've removed from our lives is that we don't go outside anymore. We spend about 95% of our time indoors. And you did find in the pandemic that the one thing that we could do during all this was go outside and have time together because the transmission rates tended to be lower outside. So, I mean, I think that was one, like, really salient way that people could reconnect, even though being outside, as the weather just mentioned, it's really hot right now. It was cold in the winter. We would rather be inside because it's more comfortable. But sort of bridging that gap and getting outdoors, I think, led to some definite benefits for people.
Well, talk about some of those benefits. Talk about some of the pluses of pushing someone outside that comfort zone.
Sure. So, I mean, I explain it like this. Like, if you look at the average day of the average person right now, we've totally removed discomfort and challenge from our life. We've made pretty much everything easy. And this goes from, you know, the fact that our homes are 72 degrees all the time, that our food system is very effortless. You know, we no longer have to farm or hunt or gather for our food. To get from point A to point B, we no longer have to really move. We can just, you know, get in a car. And those things are all absolutely great. But we've sort of tipped the balance a little bit too far. And this is why you tend to see such high rates of chronic mental and physical health diseases in our country right now, because, you know, we have access to really calorie-dense, rewarding comfort food, and we can eat it anytime we want. And we also know we don't have to put in any effort for it,
yeah.
No effort to live. So there's definitely some benefits to pushing against that.
So are we lazy? Is that what it boils down to?
Well, I'll tell you this. Every human who has ever been born is lazy. We were wired for laziness because in our past environments for 2.5 million years, it didn't make sense. Exercise wasn't a thing. It didn't make sense to expend movement when we didn't need to. Now, the difference is that our past environments, they forced us to get out and hunt and gather for food and run and work and put in effort. But there was really no reward for that. I mean, that's why exercise feels uncomfortable. Our body was basically telling us, don't move any more than you absolutely need to survive.
Right.
But now we've engineered that real need to move out of our days, but we still have that ingrained call seemingly to laziness, and we can lean into that today.
But you can have people who don't push themselves, who seem content and relatively happy and live to be, you know, 95 or 100. So who's to say that someone's comfort zone isn't keeping them right where they want and need to be?
It could be. I mean, I will say that if you look at the data of people today, you know, more than 70% of the country is overweight or obese. We have really high chronic rates of mental and physical health disease. And some people, for whatever reason, you know, they manage to keep their weight in check. They manage to just sort of move enough and they live pretty good life. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of people that could benefit from sort of just pushing against those edges and the comfort zone we all feel and want to stay in. Because the reality is, you know, my background is that I'm a health journalist. I worked at men's health for a lot of years. And the one commonality between things that improve our health is there usually is some form of discomfort associated with it, whether that's certain forms of exercise, having to lose weight, even pain, things like back pain is often just a signal that the way that we are living isn't in tune with what makes us healthy. It's usually because we're so underactive that our back tends to get a little bit out of whack.